It's time to pray, America. It's time to pray for change.
We need to see a change. America, America, come back to the place where you were in your beginning days. We need to stand on the firm foundations that our fathers laid. We need to see a change. We're lost inside the dark. Light our way. Help us to know who you are today. That nothing stands between us. Love of God, redeem us. Holy Ghost, lead us.
In 1966, the Holy Spirit spoke to Dale Gentry and said these words: "Give me the first hour of your day, and I'll change your life." Responded. And now, over 40 years later, thousands across this nation and around the world pray daily with Dale.
It's coming now, it's coming now. Revival's coming now. It's coming now, it's coming now. Revival's coming now. Yes, it is, yes, it is. And it's coming now, it's coming now. Revival's coming.
Your Hour of Power prayer leader, Dale Gentry.
Hey, good Friday, everybody. This is Dale Gentry here, and this is our 9/11 special. This is September 11th, 2015, and we all remember September 11th, 2001, 14 years later, and we're going to be having a special guest today. He's got some very interesting things, some powerful things to say about prayer. And he has opened a prayer center right across from the Knesset in Jerusalem. And he has some prayer centers that he's opening around the world. And he's going to be with us. We're going to be praying together. And we want to welcome you here to the 9/11 prayer broadcast as we pray for revival in America, another spiritual awakening. And if you're not receiving our daily prayer, you can by going to letsprayamerica.com. Letsprayamerica.com. Sign up there. I want to welcome new cities that are praying with us today: Mundy, Texas; St. George, Utah; Aquero, Texas; Yoakum, Texas; and Wilmama, Florida. I want to welcome new churches that are praying with us: Bethesda Assembly of God, Oklahoma City, Oklahoma; Believers Chapel, Mundy, Texas; Victory Christian Center, St. George, Utah; Trinity Church, Quero, Texas; Believers Church, Yoakum, Texas; and Church of God, Wilmama, Florida. We have now 1,091 churches that are praying with us, almost 800 cities. Thank you for being a part of BPN today as we look back on September the 11th, 2001. And we pray for the people that that had family members there in the Twin Towers that went to their eternal reward that day. We're going to be praying for them. We're going to be talking about where you were on that fateful day. And I'm going to be telling you where I was and what happened. The word of the Lord that came to me the night before. I was ministering a revival night after night in Rosy, New Mexico. And I'll tell you my story. But first of all, we want to go back and remember that day. And if we do not remember our past, we will repeat the same things in our future. And so we're going to take you back to that day, that morning of 9/11/2001. And then we're going to pray.
Top of the building. And as fire crews are descending on this area, it does not appear that there's any kind of an effort up there yet. Now remember, oh my God.
Oh my God.
That looks like a second plane.
I did not see a plane go in. That just exploded.
We just saw another plane coming in from the side.
You did. That was out of absolute.
Yes, and that's
view.
The second explosion. You could see the plane come in just from the right-hand side of the screen. So this looks like some sort of a concerted effort to attack the World Trade Center that is underway in downtown New York.
Did you hear the explosion
from
your position?
Yes, we did. As a matter of fact, we heard it and because I was just like standing there pretty much looking out the window, I didn't see what caused it or if there was an impact.
So you have no idea right now?
Oh, there's another one. Another plane just hit. Right? Oh, my God. Another plane has just hit. It hit another building. Flew right into the middle of it. Explosion. My God, it's right in the middle of the building.
This one into the East Tower.
Yes. Yes. Right in the middle of the building. And right now, that was definitely looked like it was on purpose.
You saw a plane?
Yes, I just saw a plane go into the building.
As you look at the picture from our chopper now arriving at the scene, Jim Friedel in Hoboken said it appeared to bank sharply and smash directly, perhaps purposefully, into... Oh, my goodness.
Oh, God.
There's another one.
Oh.
Oh, my goodness, there's another
this
one.
This seems to be on purpose.
Oh, my goodness.
Another
now
plane?
Now it's obvious, I think, that there's a second plane just crashed into the World Trade Center. I think we have a terrorist attack of proportions that we cannot begin to imagine at this juncture.
We'll try to get a better vantage point and see what we can see on the ground. It's a little difficult from the air because the buildings kind of shadow the streets, but no doubt a lot of activity on the ground right now.
And in terms of the firefighting capabilities, when you get up to this high level, I assume the firefighters have got to get up there and, fight it from inside. Oh, if you're taking a look now, you can see that we've just had another explosion, and that is considerably lower. And is that in the other building? Is that what I'm witnessing?
That apparently does look like it is in the other building at this point.
No report of any casualties. Without jumping to too many conclusions, looking at the extent of this damage and knowing how well populated that building is, there's another explosion down to the left side on the second World Trade Center tower. You see that huge ball of fire that just went up there. I know it's quite a distant shot, but that looked to me to be happening at number 2 World Trade Center, at the second World Trade Center tower, and it is at some distance there, but this is now a dramatic development on the second World Trade Center tower, and I can't imagine that there would not be a serious evacuation and a full mobilization now, emergency command center and so forth, as the fire department moves as much equipment as possible to the World Trade Center.
A lot of uncertainty right now as to what is happening. You can see there are choppers. I believe that could be a police helicopter that is... Oh!
Wow.
We just saw...
Oh, my goodness. You were looking at another live picture right now. Oh, my goodness.
Of what I believe was a plane that just... hit
another plane. This
tower
does not
two.
Look like an accident of any kind at this point. Another plane has hit Tower 2, the Twin Towers. You hate to say the words, but what comes to mind right now, terrorist attack. That is what it looks like at this point. This is something that you've seen on live television just unfolding. Haven't seen anything like this ever before develop on live television in New York.
Again, your estimation, what type of plane did it
either
did
an Airbus A320 style or a Boeing 737?
Okay.
Where do you get your knowledge from? How much time do you have in a pilot?
Oh, there's another.
Okay.
Explosion.
Explosions, multiple explosions, ladies and gentlemen. We just saw another explosion. Obviously.
We're just watching it again. It's the first time.
This is the other tower, ladies and gentlemen. Another explosion at tower number 2 of the World Trade Center just happened live on our air.
The first that we had heard, the impact only affecting Tower 1, but as our producers and reporting staff in the field is telling us, and you can see now to the left of your screen, there is fire in the second
lower
tower.
The camera just a little bit. You can see right at the bottom of the TV station, TV screen, billowing smoke from a bomb or explosion. We do not know if it's a bomb. I'm speaking out of turn here. A second explosion that just happened. The first, we understand, was from an airplane. The second, we have no idea.
No idea at all at this point what has triggered it. If we could take maybe a wider shot to give us just a different vantage point, just to try to gain a little bit of perspective.
Where were you when the world stopped turning on that September day? Were you in the yard with your wife and children, or working on some stage in L.A.? Did you stand there in shock at the sight of that black smoke rising against that blue sky? Did you shout out in anger and fear for your neighbor, or did you just sit down and cry? Did you weep for the children lost their dear loved ones, pray for the ones who don't know? Did you rejoice for the people who walked from the rubble and sob for the ones left below? Did you burst out with pride for the red, white, and blue and the heroes who died just doing what they do? Did you look up to heaven for some kind of answer and look at yourself and what really matters? I'm just a singer of simple songs. I'm not a real political man. I watch CNN, but I'm not sure I can tell you the difference in Iraq and Iran. But I know Jesus and I talk to God, and I remember this from when I was young. Faith, hope, and love are some good things He gave us, and the greatest is love. Where were you when the world stopped turning on that September day? Teaching a class full of innocent children, or driving down some cold interstate? Did you feel guilty cause you're a survivor? In a crowded room, did you feel alone? Did you call up your mother and tell her you loved her? Did you dust off that Bible at home? Did you open your eyes and hope it never happened? Close your eyes and not go to sleep? Did you notice the sunset first time in ages, speak to some stranger on the street? Did you lay down at night, think of tomorrow, go out and buy you a gun? Did you turn off that violent old movie you're watching and turn on I Love Lucy reruns? Did you go to a church and hold hands with some strangers, stand in line and give your own blood? Did you just stay home and cling tight to your family? Thank God you had somebody to love. I'm just a singer of simple songs. I'm not a real political man. I watch CNN, but I'm not sure I can tell you the difference in Iraq and Iran. But I know Jesus and I talk to God, and I remember this from when I was young. Faith, hope, and love are some good things He gave us, and the greatest is love. I'm just a singer of simple songs. I'm not a real political man. I watch CNN, but I'm not sure I can tell you the difference in Iraq and Iran. But I know Jesus and I talk to God, and I remember this from when I was young. Faith, hope, and love are some good things He gave us, and the greatest is love. And the greatest is love. And the greatest is love. Where were you when the world stopped turning on that September day?
Again, it's Alan Jackson. Where were you when the world stopped turning on that September day, 9/11, 14 years ago today? And I remember that I was ministering in Roslyn, Mexico. I'd stood up to minister concerning the Holy Spirit, how to receive the Holy Spirit. Right in the middle of my message, the Holy Spirit changed the whole course of the service, and I began to cry out for people to pray. And we began to pray and intercede, not knowing what was about to happen. All night long, I tossed and turned, interceded for the nation, and that was on the 10th of September. Then the morning of September the 11th, I was interceding, and then things changed. Father, we pray for this day. We pray that You'll protect America, watch over our nation, watch over our land. I pray, Holy Spirit, that You would minister to people that were injured there on 9/11. And I pray for those that lost loved ones. I pray that You'd comfort them. And I pray that You would wake up America. We must pray in Jesus' name. Now, I got on the phone my special guest. We're going to talk about prayer. I know you're going to be blessed by this man of God as he talks about the prayer ministry, because we must, as a nation, we must pray. Well, it is my pleasure to have here on BPN Radio on this very important day, Friday, September the 11th. It's 9/11, and it's good to have as my special guest today, Dr. Paul Denakaran, and he leads a ministry. He's the president of the ministry Jesus Calls, which is a ministry dedicated to pray for the brokenhearted around the world. The ministry began during the 1960s when the ministry founder, the late Dr. D.G.S. Denakaran, received a vision mandate from the Lord to serve the people through the love and compassion of Jesus Christ. And so Dr. Paul now provides the leadership to continue building the kingdom of God, further establishing Jesus Calls Global Ministry. The ministry currently operates 85 prayer towers on several continents, including the prayer towers in Jerusalem, Israel, several in Chennai, India, the Toronto, Canada prayer tower, United Kingdom, France, Dallas, Texas, USA prayer towers. Each day, thousands of people reach out for prayer to receive their miracle from the Lord Jesus. The Jesus Calls ministry touches literally millions of lives each year. The Denakaran family offers comforting messages at Jesus Calls, prayer festivals, TV, radio programs in 12 languages, through the letter ministry, through the websites, through personal prayers. And Dr. Paul Denakaran also serves as chancellor of the prestigious Karunya University, established by Jesus Calls in 1986. Welcome to the broadcast, Dr. Paul.
Thank you, Brother Dale, for the great opportunity
and
to be part of this prayer network today.
Well, thank you. This is a very momentous time, 9/11. And, of course, even though we've not personally met, I know that we both share this common passion for prayer. And, the Holy Spirit called me to pray in February of 1966. He said to me, son, give me the first hour of your day. I'll change your life. I've been praying ever since. Tell us a little bit more about your ministry and what is happening there. What is going on in your prayer towers? Good to have you on.
Thank you so much. Since 1962, for 46 years, from the time my father received his vision from the Lord, we have been praying for the people, for their needs to be met, for their souls to be saved, and for them to be reconciled with God. But after the 46th year, that was in 2008, the Lord gave me a visitation, and he said, my son, now the world has to be prepared for my coming. And for this, prayer is the key. He said, it is the prophetic prayer that is needed at this moment. I have planned my plans for all peoples, nations, to have the right kings over the nations. But my people are not waiting at my feet like Anna and Simeon did, just to know my will and pray my will into being. They both were there in the temple praying night and day for my prophetic revelation that I gave to them to be fulfilled. That prophetical revelation was only one thing, to have God come down in flesh in the form of a little baby in the temple. And nearly 50 years, it should be around 50 years, they were praying night and day for that prophecy to come true. And The Lord said, I heard that, and I came right into their arms. It was their prophetic prayer which made it happen. And now for my second coming, people have to pray. I'm willing to reveal my will for the nations, for the peoples, for the languages and kings, according to Revelation 10, 7 and 11. And when my people hear my voice, humble themselves as little children, sons and daughters, they will prophesy my plan over every nation, over all peoples, and put the right kings, whom I have chosen, in places of authority in every nation. And then my kingdom shall be established in the world, and it will prepare the way for my second coming. He showed me Elijah, how God gave him the names of the kings he had to anoint. He said, I would do it again. And he showed me Joseph, how he found solution to human problems, grew food to feed the whole world. He said, that's what I mean by young men shall see visions. And he said, for this, it all starts with prophetic prayer. And so the Lord enabled me to establish a prayer tower right in front of the parliament and the president's palace in New Delhi in India to pray 24 hours prophetically over the nation of India. And he said, it's my people who are like little children who will come and pray. And it was not great evangelists or pastors who come there and pray. It is people who have been saved for the first time in their generation who come there and pray. It's amazing, from all over India. And it's a small group that prays once every 3 hours continuously. And the Lord speaks to them. And they pray, Lord, let this happen in India. Let this happen in this government in India, this area of technology in India. It's amazing. They write it down, and it's all prophetical. And we see India growing and the doors opening for God's word to go all across the nation. The ministries have grown tremendously. The churches have grown tremendously since this started. And following that, the Lord showed me Jerusalem. He said, establish the prayer tower in Jerusalem. And to cut this long story short, God gave us a provision miraculously from India to buy property in Jerusalem. And today we have a prayer tower there in the center of Jerusalem on Ben Yehuda Street. And people from all nations come and pray. And then the Lord showed me Jerusalem will receive my righteousness. Mm-hmm. And it's time. Of course, he showed me several things that would happen, militarily and so on. And then his peace would come upon Jerusalem, and righteousness would flow like a river there. And from there, when it happens there, righteousness would go to the nations of the world. Every country would begin to have this prophetic grace to prophesy over every nation, and the right kings would be prophesied into power, anointed by people who prophesy. And there would be a time of peace in the world when the gospel would be preached for the very last time. And so this is my mission now, having established a prayer tower in Jerusalem, train people to pray and give them the guidance to pray and let them prophesy and pray, establishing prayer towers in different countries. And we have a prayer tower in Dallas now, and it's my vision to establish a prayer tower in D.C. in front of Capitol Hill, and also in front of the United Nations building in New York, and go from nation to nation doing this. So that's my mission, and I feel that's the way God is moving in the end times.
So why did you come to build a prayer tower in America when there's over 200 nations of the world? Why America?
Yes. America is only one of the nations. We have 12 other countries where we have established prayer tower, and we're just letting the Americans take this up and continue to pray for the nation of America. We have a prayer tower in Canada and one in South Africa, and so on, so that people from every nation, from these prayer towers, along with praying for their nation, would come to Israel for a certain period of time, 2 months or so, and prophetically pray from Jerusalem for Israel as well as the nations of the world. And then the Lord showed me as Zechariah, the father of John the Baptist, was taken to Jerusalem to serve in the temple for a brief period of time when he was performing the prayers for the people of Israel. An angel met him, and then when he went home, a prophet was born in his home who ushered in Jesus Christ into the world in the ministry. He said, every time people go to Jerusalem from these prayer towers, from the nations of the world, and prophesy and pray there, and they return back to their country, they would carry the prophetic grace over their country, which will influence the nation itself. And prophetic grace would come upon their country, and the right kings would come to power in every nation. So that's the mission that I have, nation after nation after nation. I believe God loves America with all his heart, because of the founding fathers, their sacrifice, who came for the sake of the gospel, the freedom to practice and to present Christ with freedom. So the Lord loves this land, and through America millions of people have been blessed across the world, and the sacrifices made by the people from America, not only giving money sacrificially, but not only going out to preach the gospel, but you know, there are several who have gone out through social service groups, even through the military. They've gone to countries, one side, of course, to represent their country, but on the other side, they have gone with a passion to bring Christ to those nations, even through their military exercises. They have shed their blood, and their blood is crying out for those nations. And God will surely honor their sacrifice and bless those nations and save them.
Yeah.
So America will not be forgotten.
Well, you know, Dr. Paul, I concur with that. After I led prayer at the White House in 1995, the Holy Spirit spoke to me concerning this land, and he told me to call for a thousand points of light to pray for America, because I believe that America is a key nation of the world because of the reasons that you just gave. And I just believe that God still wants to use America, even though America has gone a different direction. I'm still calling America a Christian nation. I know that a lot of people, even a lot of preachers, even for a while, I was refraining from saying America's a Christian nation because, you know, there was a leader that said we're no longer a Christian nation. And if we were a Christian nation, we would use the name of Jesus in public places, so forth and so on. But recently, the Holy Spirit has convicted me about that and declaring to me that I'm to declare to this nation that America is a Christian nation founded on Christian principles. And the Bible was the textbook for over 100 years in our nation. And so I believe that that God still has the plan in motion, although I know we're living in urgent days and crucial times. Here we are on 9/11, and you know, I just, anything that you might have concerning America, anything that you might have concerning even today or this weekend, because I know there's a lot of people that are very frantic about certain reports that have gone out. Some are filled with anxiety, fear, trepidation. But as a man of prayer, and I certainly honor you in these prayer towers, because I know we carry the same vision there, because I believe in prayer. I believe around-the-clock prayer, 24/7 prayer. In fact, this broadcast, BPN Radio, is on 24 hours a day, 24 hours around-the-clock, day and night. Day and night we're praying. So talk to me about America. I know that I know that you believe that America and Israel has a strong connection, and we have been in covenant with Israel for a long time. I know that relationship is becoming quite fragile at the moment. But just talk to us a little bit about prophetic praying, what you see as you pray prophetically concerning America, concerning today, concerning this weekend.
About 3 months back, when I was ministering in Richmond, of course, before going to that meeting, I had a lot of obstacles. There was a storm, ice, and so on. But the moment I landed there, as I stood up to preach, the Lord opened my heart to His will concerning America. And that was not a time when the elections were heating up, but the Lord said, I will bring a person who has been bruised, humiliated, and who has been wounded at heart for the sake of the gospel to be made as the next president of the United States. I couldn't understand it, but the Spirit of God just burned in my spirit, and I proclaimed it. And secondly, He said, when that person becomes the president of the United States, a deep spirit of cleansing would flow all across the United States. And there would be this cleansing moving across society, the government, and the judicial system, and it would influence every walk of life. The third thing that he said was, the little children and the kids in school would be filled with a spirit of frustration in their spirits And they would feel so locked up in their spirits, seeing the unrighteousness in society. Many of them would see how their parents live, society behaves, and you know, the culture of violence, which stares at them, at their future, and that frustration would just rise up again within their spirits when the Lord would pour His Holy Spirit upon the young children. Many of them would not even know Christ, but there would be a wave of God's Spirit. The Lord told me, the wave of my Spirit will come upon these precious children. And without their knowledge, they would be filled with God's Spirit. And there would be a great overflowing of God's presence through them. And the schools would be drenched with His Spirit. And these children would rise up against the unrighteousness in the nation. Their voice would be heard. Praise would come out of the babes. And the revival would strike. And they would even resist many things that have been brought in as the way of life or laws and so on. And fourthly, the Lord showed me that His hand would come upon the young people, and like Joseph, He would give them understanding to produce many products and systems which would bring solutions to human problems. And their businesses would rise up to great heights and influence even the government. And the businesses brought in by these young people would profess the love of Christ, saying, He has given me the solution for these problems, and so on. And their businesses would rise up to great heights and would prosper and reach the world and even influence the government. Whereas today's businesses, though founded by the young people in many cases and have made billions around the world, do not profess righteousness in their beliefs. But this will change. So the Lord said, this is my will, and for America. So people have to begin to pray. And when I was watching the primaries heating up about 6 weeks back, I felt strongly in my spirit that we should begin to pray, seizing the opportunity of this 9/11 coming Friday. And if we could come together and begin the prayers for the next president of the United States, God would bring in the right candidate even during the primaries. That person would rise up to great heights, and God would sustain that candidate through the elections and would sustain that person's spirit to fulfill His will even in the coming days. And that's why we have arranged a meeting on this Friday at 7 o'clock in Farmers Branch, in a church in Farmers Branch, Metro Church of God, to pray for 2 hours, welcoming anyone who would like to come and pray just for the next president of the United States.
Well, I know that is very, very important. You might just give us the location of that again. Since this broadcast is airing here on Friday, so that'll be tonight, 7 o'clock. And where's the location?
It's on Distribution Way in Farmers Branch. And the church, the name of the church is Metro Church of God.
Okay. Metro Church of God, Farmers Branch, tonight, 7 o'clock. Well, yes. You know, I certainly concur, Dr. Paul, with what you're saying, particularly when you talk about the youth, because a couple of years ago when I was praying, I just heard the Holy Spirit say that there's another wave of revival, but He will not exclude the young people. And I have, for the last couple of years, I've been calling for young people to come out of obscurity and preach to their generation, declare to their generation. So I concur that God is raising up an army of young people that is going to, influence society. And I believe that our prayers are making a difference. And I love what you talk about when you talk about prophetic praying, because that has been what most of my life is. I pray to know God, pray to know what He wants me to do, pray to hear His voice. And I'm so thankful for the nations that you are raising up to pray. And I'm thankful that you still believe that America has a future. And that even though we are making some terrible choices in our nation, I still believe there's hope for our land. Do you concur there's hope for America?
Yes. The Lord always allows things to become ashes, and then beauty comes out of the ashes. And this I saw, I don't know whether you have some time. I'd like to just share within the next 3 minutes about what happened in India.
Sure.
In 2004.
Okay.
In 1996, a new party came to power in India. And when they came to power, unfortunately, the people at the grassroots level were assisting any mention of Christ in the churches and through the social services, and even people who were professing Christ were burnt alive in India at that time. And the courts wouldn't interfere, the police wouldn't interfere. And we had a college, we still have a university with 8,500 people. It's offering engineering programs, media, and so on.
Mm-hmm.
And we had applied for university status when that government was in power. And the inspection teams, accreditation teams, all passed us. And it went to the government minister, because that's how it is in India. The government has to sanction anything. Mm-hmm. And when it went there, he said, "You're a Christian group, and you preach Christ, so I'm not sanctioning the university status." Of course, we had to go to the Supreme Court, and it was time for the hearing, and it was then the elections were declared. The term of that the government was coming to an end, and the elections were declared again. And CNN, BBC, and several top marketing agencies, conducted polls across the nation, and they said the same government would come back to power with absolute majority. And till then, they did not have full majority, but still these things were happening. And if they had full majority, as the media had said, then things would be terrible, and we could not even say we follow the Lord. And it was at that time when we went through so much of agony, the Lord spoke to us and said, have a 72-hour prayer. Pray 72 hours continuously as Esther and her maids prayed, and you will see me handing over this nation into the hands of my people. And we didn't know how to do it. He said, unite all the churches and pray, and like-minded people and pray. But getting the churches together was a big issue. But then, out of desperation, I went from denomination to denomination, mm-hmm. starting from the Roman Catholic Church, the Baptists, the Anglicans, the Protestants, because we're just 3% Christians in India. Mm-hmm. We had to get everybody together. And so everyone said, yes, we will come to pray. We will come to pray. And in just 10 days' time, which is an impossible time frame, God enabled us to have or organize 72 hours prayer in 14 different cities in the nation. Mm-hmm. Out of fear, people came together and desperation. So every church was given 1 hour to pray. And people sometimes were given time at 3 a.m. in the morning, 2 a.m. in the morning, big denominations. Mm-hmm. But they did not complain. Everyone came. We started with 2,500 people. We ended with 40,000 people at the last service when we finished 72 hours.
Mm,
we had to move it to a public ground.
Mm-hmm.
And it was then, at the last moment, when I stood up to thank the people, the Spirit of God rose up within me. And for the first time in my life, I began to prophesy on the public platform, the media in front, 40,000 people. I said, an economist would come to power, and this kingdom at this, which is ruling, will fall. But an economist will come to power, and the doors would open for the gospel to be preached all across the nation, because the economy of India will rise up, and India will support the ministries themselves and also bring the gospel to other countries, and there'll be peace in the nation and unity and so on. And in 4 weeks' time, the election results came. That party which was projected to win the elections lost the election, and a new party was voted to power. And the newspaper headlines was the next morning, it said, "It is the hand of God."
Wow. It's amazing.
And the whole scenario changed today. It's a different nation. It doesn't matter which party rules. Today, everyone knows the power of prayer when his people pray. And the churches have become one, united, and the call for prayer brings all the denominations together. And by the grace of God, we, Supreme Court ruled in our favor, and we became a university. And the new government signed our papers.
Wow. The power.
So,
I believe the power of prayer. The power of prayer.
Yes. United prayer.
Yes.
Oneness. Uh-huh. When we humble ourselves and confess our sins,
yeah,
God heals the land. So I believe God has allowed this to happen in the United States for all to come together as little children. And I know he will make all knees bend before the next, before next year, before the election. And he'll bring a big unity amongst all people who know the name of the Lord in this country. And through that, there is going to be a great victory in the land. We have come to the edge of the road when people are afraid whether they can really practice Christianity and follow the tenets of the Bible in the churches, in the ministry. We have come to that point. But it is at this time, as God brought Daniel out of the lions and the three Hebrew children out of the fire, Joseph out of the prison, and Esther out of the bondage that was declared because of law, he is going to bring his people out. And a miracle will happen in this land. And this is the beginning of God's righteousness to rule in this nation. And so this 1 year is going to be a time of prayer.
Okay.
And a great victory.
Well, I'm going to be joining you around the clock here on BPN Radio and set myself in agreement with you. So, Dr. Paul Denakaran, that we are so delighted to have you on. And why don't you, in closing our interview today here on BPN on this 9/11, this important Friday in our nation's history, as we remember, why don't you just lead us in a prayer concerning our future leader? And that could be a pattern that we could use, many of us could use, all across America. So if you would just pray, however the Holy Spirit leads you, but particularly how we should pray for our next president, our next leader, that would be a good pattern we could follow. So why don't you just pray right now?
Father, you are with us, Lord. you love America. You have birthed this nation, Lord. It is your spirit who led the forefathers, the first fathers who landed in this nation to come here and to bring you into this nation and from this nation to the whole world. It is you. It is you. It is you. We honor you, Lord, because you founded America. And the government, the first government said, in God we trust. Lord, that's the foundation of this nation. You are the rock on which this nation stands. Master, we pray today that you will reign supreme in the heart of everyone in this nation. In the name of freedom, people have chosen to reject you. But Lord, in the same realm of freedom, let your Holy Spirit come. Come into the government. It's now that you come into the reins of the government, Lord. Where the Spirit of the Lord is, there is freedom. There is liberty. Only where you are, Holy Spirit, there is liberty. There is freedom. Lord, we both unite our hearts along with the thousands who are watching, who are listening. Pray with us right now. Lord, Holy Spirit, come. Lord, Holy Spirit, come. Come into the hearts of every citizen and every person who lives in America. Come, Lord. Come, Lord. Come, Lord. Come, Lord. Come, Lord. And empower them. Empower us. Empower us, Lord, so that we can overflow with your righteousness. You have said, he that is filthy, let him become more filthy. But he that is righteous, let him become more righteous. Lord, give us the grace to humble ourselves and love the people of America. Love you, the founder of America. Love you, the ruler over this nation. Lord, we pray that your righteousness will flow out of our hearts through the love, love, love that flows out of us, Lord. We declare today that your loving kindness will go into the hearts of everyone in this nation and redeem them. Spirit of God, redeem them. Give them liberty, real freedom that this nation is founded on. Lord, we pray that every evil power which has bound them in darkness be removed from their spirits. Be removed from every authority of this land. Be removed from every law that has come against the freedom that you longingly give to your children, Lord. Today we bind those evil powers and we cast them out. We bind those spirits of darknesses, the intellectualism, and we cast them out in Jesus' name. Let there be freedom. Let there be freedom. And let their hearts open to you to choose the right person whom you have chosen, who will bring healing in this land, to be made the next president of the United States. Lord, there are thousands of your children praying, thousands of your children who have been bruised. Lord, hear their groaning, hear their cry. And there are thousands upon thousands who have given their lives from this nation, Lord, for the redemption of thousands in the world. Millions in the world, they have literally shed their blood. They have given away all their money. They have sold their house and built churches and sent it for missionary work in this nation. Yes. Remember them today, Lord. Yes. Remember their sacrifice. Yes. Remember their tears. Yes. Remember their humbling themselves and emptying themselves today, Lord. Remember it. Their blood, let it, Lord, cry out and let it touch your heart to save this nation, Lord. All those righteous souls who have shed their blood and emptied themselves for the gospel in this nation and other nations, Lord. Avenge their blood today. Avenge their blood and give us a righteous rulership in this nation. Righteous rulership. Who will fulfill your will. Who will fulfill your will. And bring the power of the gospel to this nation one more time. One more time.
time.
Yes, sir.
Together we pray that this nation will be set free by your love.
Yes,
set
Lord.
Free by your love. Lord, we are not worthy. Cleanse us and make us worthy to pray, to pray, to pray, Lord. Give us more love for all the people. Not condemn anyone in this nation, but love them, love them, love them.
Thank you.
Give us praise more and more to love them. Thank you, Lord. Your mercies are new. Today we pray
yes.
that you will give a righteous president. Today we pray that you will anoint the young children with thy mighty Holy Spirit, and they
yes.
will begin to prophesy
yes.
righteousness in this land.
Yes.
And you will raise up the young people to become entrepreneurs and business people to bring solutions to
yes.
the nation's problems
yes,
and the nations of the world.
Yes,
in
Lord.
The name of Jesus, we pray this blessing. We pray this blessing.
Yes.
Give us a heart to continue to pray and raise all the people in this nation to begin to pray, Lord.
Yes, Lord.
Instead of complaining, fighting and living in fear and closing down their outreaches, Lord, let them now rise up and pray.
Yes, Lord.
Let them rise up and pray on the streets, in the malls, in the on the television, in the radio, in
yes.
the airwaves. Let there be prayer,
yes.
prayer, prayer of love,
yes.
love, love, God,
yes.
love. Upon this nation, oh
yes.
God, not crying in desperation,
That's
but
right.
praying with love, 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 Lord.
Thank
Today,
you, Lord.
Bring your love into the hearts of everyone
you,
for each other, Lord.
Yes.
Thank you for doing it. Thank you for doing it.
Thank
we
you,
give
Lord.
You all the glory.
Yes.
In Jesus' name. Amen.
I set myself in agreement with you, Dr. Paul Denakeran, and thank you so very, very much for being on BPN Radio here on this momentous weekend, and I believe that you have shared some words of hope, and I believe that as we pray prophetically, the Holy Spirit is going to continue to bring revelation. And thank you for your time. If people want to know more about your ministry, about what is happening there, how they may get involved with your ministry, how can they contact you?
We have a website called, it's www.jesuscalls.com. And we are situated in Dallas on I-35 and Regal Row,
mm-hmm.
I-35 and
mm-hmm.
Regal Row. And we have a prayer tower there. And we have a number, 1-855-JESUS-CALLS, 1-855-JESUS-CALLS. And I'd like to welcome everyone for tonight's meeting at Farmers Branch Metro Church of God
okay.
At 7 p.m. to
Fantastic.
Pray for the next president.
That's a worthy call. And so if our listening audience wants to know more, they can go to www.jesuscalls.com. and find out more about the ministry. I really enjoyed having you on today, and I set myself in agreement for revival in America, another spiritual awakening, and that God is going to raise up a man that is going to call this nation back to him. And so I agree with that in Jesus' name. Thank you for being on today. We'll stay in touch. We'll continue to pray together.
Thank you, brother.
God bless you. Bye-bye.
Yes.
Well, I trust that you have enjoyed the ministry of Dr. Paul. Thank you for being a part of BPN Radio on 9/11 as we pray once again for this nation, revival in America, and other spiritual awakening. I'll be ministering this Sunday morning, Sunday night, Gateway Church in Roswell, New Mexico. I'll be back anytime. We pray for revival in America, another spiritual awakening.
You've been listening to BPN Radio with Dale Gentry, your 24-hour internet prayer station. Tell your friends around the world to listen to this hourly broadcast as we pray for revival in America, another spiritual awakening. Remember, as America goes, so goes the world. BPN Radio is sponsored by you, their loyal listeners and prayer partners. To donate to this network, click on the Donate button on our website at www.bpnradio.com. Remember that your contributions are tax deductible. Tune in at the same time or any time, day or night, to pray with Dale Gentry.